WKEB2HXS.
And 4MMW Mobile.
I kind of figured you might be on the radio this morning. I already got a phone call. Are you on your way there or are you on your way here? Did you go by Dave yet?
I'm headed to pick up the package now. Then I'll be headed to your house here in a little bit.
Excellent. I'll be listening from a distance here. Steve is out there somewhere farting around, so be careful. He might want to talk to you. I don't know.
I got to talk to the people that run this repeater. We got to get this riprap off of here. KN4VWA.
See there, you woke up the neighborhood.
Yeah, I guess I kicked the sleeping bear. You two carry on. I'll see you when you get here, Jim.
Okay. Good morning, Brother Steve.
What's happening, Mustang Man?
I got to work on it a little bit yesterday. I finished tightening up a little brake booster. Got the rod hooked up to the brake pedal. And got the two discs on the front. So all I got to do now is get I got to pull the axle, I believe. I'm going to go ahead and do that because I see a lot of oil and junk right there around that rear wheel, so I'm going to pull them, probably put new bearings and seals on those rear end, and then double check the oil in the rear end.
9-inch rear end for that thing?
I'm not sure what rear end's in that thing. Let's see, I think the book says it's supposed to be 2.83 or 3.83, something like that.
Talking about the ratio, it's a 290 here. I believe it's a 292.
Especially for the V8s.
I believe it is. But now, what I was talking about was the big heavy-duty rear end that they ran the high horsepower stuff with, the 9-inch rear end. They're rare as hen's teeth for that little Mustang.
How can you tell if it's a 9 or 8 or what do you do, count the bolts?
No, all 9-inch rear ends, as you look at the axle housing tube coming out to the wheel, it's going to come out large and then it's going to taper down where the U-bolts go over the shackle. And it tapers down in size. That's one way that you can tell a 9-inch. It looks like a 9, but the housing around the chunk is a little bit smaller than the 9. But generally, you can find an 8 3/4 for that Mustang without much problem. But a 9-inch for one, that's hard to find. And I had one and let it go. I can't believe I did that.
Best of my memory, the axle is the same size all the way across, both sides.
It's either I can't remember if it's an 8.5 or an 8 3/4. So it's either that 8-inch or it's a 7-inch rear end. If it started off life, and now what year is it?
6.
Was it a 6-cylinder when it started off, or an 8?
No, it's always been an 8.
Then you got that 8-inch rear end. Yeah, and it's just fine, son. More than likely, it's a 292 ratio with an 8-inch rear end, and that's a good combination. If you want to get a lot more jump out of it, you go to either a 310 or a 325 gear. Try not to go any higher than that, otherwise you won't get more than about 60, 70 mile an hour out of the thing before it winds out.
Yeah, I think that's about what that 6-cylinder had. It was in third gear at 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyhow. So when are you ready to drop that motor and training combo in?
Soon. We're working on transmission now, and we messed up two seals, so we're having a backup punt. Order some more seals, and we're buying some extras. So it's slowly getting there. Let me jump out of here, too. I'm just about to where I'm going, as long as you can hear me, because I'm right here at Piney Mountain. Take care, bud. I'll holler at you later. N4MMW Mobile.
Well, behave yourself today. Go out there and be a prosperous capitalist. And try to keep Dave under control. Oh, my God. K4BWA, I'm clear.
BWA, K5WLO Mobile. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Good. Heading up to, getting ready to head up to DR First Baptist to grab some children this morning. And here at Berkeley Cross, apparently they got some crossing. They got the arm down, the guy working on it.
Okay. Well, you're just barely making it in there. You kind of off in the weeds a little bit. Maybe it's that shadow. Plus, it might be me. I'm over here on Wade Hampton at Rutherford Road. So, are you copying me okay?
I'm copying you okay. I was probably both of us a little bit in the shadow. Because I'm right here at Main Street, Taylor's getting ready to cross over Wade Hampton.
Okay, I got you clear that time, Bo. You must have been down over the edge of the slope down there behind the church. Yeah, there's a little dead spot down in there, so. Well, what are you doing over that way?
Taylor's just by the Brooklyn Elementary School.
Okay, well, I thought you lived over on the west side of town.
I've lived over here for, I guess 30 years now. But yeah, no, I hang out, and I know about that shadow. That shadow's a... catches you sometimes if you're not careful. It'll drop out altogether. Are you planning on coming to the meet tonight?
I've had a few little medical issues and been trying to keep up with some of that stuff. I've just been kind of drawing the horns in, you know. Matter of fact, I haven't been on the radio all that much, as you've noticed. I have here in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Hey, have they done anything about that bicycle race?
Not a lot. Not since we've been up there in North Carolina to work it. We haven't done a lot with it. Last month we did a practice tabletop radio exercise chapter for the meeting, and that's what we're going to do this month. The bicycle race is coming up and just over a month away. We got Trail Life one weekend, and then we got the bicycle race the next weekend.
Are they going to participate in it?
We just got to buckle down and get everything else set for it, but we're planning on participating in it.
Man, Johnny, that's not something that you can just kind of whip in and show and throw it together and then run.
That's a problem. Nobody has the time to work on it. Now it's right here at us.
Yep. Well, I'm over here in front of the Publix on Wade Hampton, and I'm going around back. I promised I got a new truck, and I'm over here. I'm going to pick up a bunch of... I got a truckload of foods I'm picking up for the food bank at church, so I guess I'd better go ahead and drop out on you. Hey, bud, listen. Yell at me some. I'm back on here a little bit. Pretty much doing the best I can, so anyhow, well, I'm going to drop out on you. 73 there, Leroy. KN4BWA, I'm more or less clear.
Sounds good. You have a good day. You be careful, and I'm sure the church appreciates you picking it up for the food bank. I'll talk to you later, and you're right there at the edge of the shadow anyway, so you're starting to get scratched. 73, I'm at Reed School in Wade Hampton, heading up the hill. KN5WLO Mobile.